You are listening to the Better Together podcast, brought to you by the National Association of Free Will Baptists.
What are the basics of a website? What do you need to get a website off the ground? In this video, we're going to look at the three basic building blocks of every website, and especially focus on your church website and how you can launch a great website or maybe refresh your current website. Hey everybody, I'm Joshua Riggs. I'm the creator of worshipresources.church. We help you discover and learn how to use quality resources to make your church better. This is the second video in a six-part series all about church websites. So if you missed the first one, I encourage you to go back and watch that first video. But the second video, today we're going to focus on the building blocks of a website. There are three basic building blocks. And the first building block is your domain name. Your domain name is also known as a URL. It's what people type in to get to your church website. For instance, gracechurch.com. So gracechurch.com, that's a URL, that's a domain name. So you can say yourchurch.com. Now, there are lots of what are called top-level domains, and those are the ending after the website URL. So .com, .org, .net, .edu, all of those are called top-level domains. And about 8 or 9 years ago, they released a bunch of new top-level domains. So now you can get .church, .business, .dentist, .doctor. You can get all kinds of different top-level domains. For churches, I recommend either .com, .org, .info, or .church. I would choose one of those four. And it really depends on your need. If you can get a .com, those are still the most popular. And most people are going to assume when you say your website, they're going to assume it's .com. So if you can get a .com, then you should. So the extension or the top level domain could be .com, .org, .church, or .info. Now there are hundreds of places online where you can go to purchase a domain name. And actually, purchase is not really the right word because you are paying for it, but you're really leasing that domain name. And as long as you keep paying the lease, you have the full rights to that domain name. But you can get domain names at places like Namecheap.com, DomainIt.com, GoDaddy.com, Google Domains, lots of different places where you can get a domain name. So if you're looking for a domain name, you don't even have a domain name, or maybe you want to get a new domain name, I would encourage you to research some of the best companies. They're all going to be about the same price as far as the different extensions. So .coms are around $12, $15, sometimes $18 a year. .info, they're about the same, $12 or $15 a year. .church domains are a little more expensive. They are $30 a year. But in the grand scheme, this is not a lot of money to have your own domain name. So the very first thing you need to do is to get a domain name. And you need to choose a registrar. That's the organization or the company that you purchase the domain from. Choose a registrar. If you already own a domain name and you want to add a second domain name or change your domain name, I would encourage you just to use the same registrar that you already have. Or if you want to change, you can. Just know there's a few steps to get your domain transferred from one registrar to another registrar. If you're starting from scratch, you don't even have a registrar, you've never had a domain name, I would go with Google Domains. So it's just domains.google.com and start there. They have consistent pricing and it's a really solid platform to get your domain. Now, you also might consider hosting, and that's the second building block of a church, because you can have your hosting and your domain name with the same company, and this is very convenient, so I would encourage you to at least consider that as a possibility. Okay, so let's talk about hosting. Hosting is basically a computer that stores all of the information for your website, all of your files, your images, your videos, and that sort of thing. Most hosting is cloud-based, which basically means there's a computer or a server off in the distance somewhere, and your files are stored on that server, and then when people access your website, they are getting their files from that server. So it's not a computer that you have to have in your church. You pay for hosting. So hosting is a huge animal because there are all different types of hosting. So I hope that this will sort of clear things up for you. There are two types of hosting that you need to consider. One of those is shared hosting. Shared hosting is basically where you share a computer with other people, other organizations, and all of your files are on the same computer. You also have virtual private hosting or private hosting where you have a dedicated space, dedicated storage that's just for your church website and no one else can have access to it. Private hosting is pretty expensive. Virtual private hosting is not too expensive. Shared hosting is the cheapest option. And for many churches, especially smaller churches that don't have a lot of traffic to their website, shared hosting is a great option. You can get a shared hosting plan anywhere from $5 to $15 a month. So it's not very expensive at all. Now your hosting will depend on what you decide about the next building block. And the next building block is your CMS or content management system. So this is what you use to build the website. You can also think of it sort of like a website builder. So some companies are the website builder and the hosting all in one package. You also have the option to have your CMS, your content management system, your hosting, and your domain name from three different companies. It really is up to you based on your needs and what you're hoping, and really it revolves around your CMS. Here's a few things to look for when you're choosing a host for your church website. First of all, you need good support. You need to be able to contact the hosting company and get their help because a lot of this stuff is technical and you're going to need help with it at one point or another. And so good hosting is a must when you're choosing a hosting plan. You also want your host to be fast and accessible. By that, I mean if your website takes a long time to load, then it could be that your host is just not that fast or not good enough for your church needs. So you want to consider how fast the host is. And you also will consider if you want shared hosting or private hosting. Private hosting is more expensive, but it's fast. Shared hosting is less expensive. It's a little slower, and you also have some limitations on how many visits you can have to your website and that sort of thing. The hosting platform that you choose depends on your CMS, your content management system. You can think of it like a website builder. So what you decide to use to build your website. And there are tons of options for CMSs nowadays. Some CMSs will have their hosting and the website builder all in one package. And that's actually a really good solution for a lot of churches, especially if you don't want to get into the technical aspects of trying to connect the two. If you just want to build a website and press publish and then you see it live. Now you still need a domain name. Don't forget about your domain name, but you can have your CMS and your hosting all in one package. Now there are several CMSs that have hosting and the builder all in one. You've probably heard of some of these, Wix or Weebly or Webflow. I don't know what it is with all the W's. They like the W's. Or Squarespace is another one. So you've probably heard of these. And there are also church specific CMSs, content management systems, that all they do is serve churches. And you maybe have heard of some of these as well. Some of these companies, and I would encourage you to research all of these companies, are Clover, Subsplash, Tithely, Nucleus, Ministry Designs, The Church Co., Share Faith, Omega Websites, and I could go on. There are a lot of different companies that are focused just on churches, and most of those companies have their hosting and their website builder all in one package. So I would encourage you to look at some of these companies. Now, if you don't use a combined service, then your CMS almost certainly is going to be WordPress. WordPress is the most popular CMS in the world. as many as 37% of all websites are built on WordPress, which is a huge number considering all the different CMSs available. 37% are built on WordPress. WordPress is a free open source platform that you can use. And of course, there are some other fees depending on what type of theme you get or if you have different add-ons. But WordPress by itself is free, so that might be attractive to you or to your church. The downside of WordPress is it does have a little bit of a learning curve. You need to spend some time learning WordPress and learning how to build a website using WordPress. Okay, so let me recap and then we'll go through some next steps for you. So the three building blocks of a website are your domain name, your hosting, and your CMS, your content management system, or your website builder. We're calling that for clarity. So you need a company or companies that offer those options. And you may be saying, I just want a church website. I don't need to know all that technical detail. I think it's helpful to know that information so that you can understand how your website works. Especially if your website is not working, you need to know what you need to do to fix it. So for instance, with your domain name, if you don't know who your registrar is and you forget to pay your bill, then it's very likely that you're going to lose access to your domain name. And so that's the first step I want you to take from this video, and that is find out who your registrar is and find out what the login information is and write it down somewhere. This information is easily lost, especially if a former pastor, former staff member is the one who set it up and then they left and they forgot to give you that information. Make sure you have that information, and there are ways that you can get that information if you need help with that. But you need to know who your registrar is, who is your domain name registered with, and the login information for your domain name. Now, if you're just starting out, you don't have a domain name, or maybe you want to change your domain name, let me give you a few considerations for domain names. Okay, the first thing to consider with your domain name is you want to keep it short. As short as possible, but there are some caveats to it. Because the second thing is, don't use acronyms. So, and if you have an acronym as a website, I would just encourage you to consider changing your domain name or updating your domain name. So let's say your church is First Free Will Baptist Church, Albany, Georgia. And your domain name is ffwbag.org. I had to think about it. Now, I hope you can see how using an acronym could be detrimental to your website, because you want people to visit your website, and so you need to be able to communicate it clearly. So it needs to be real words that people understand. And here's a tip. If you have to explain your website after you say your website, then it's not clear enough. And actually, that's true with all communication. If you have to explain what you just said, then you didn't say it clearly enough. So if we're going back to our example, ffwbga or ag.com, it's hard to remember, it's hard to say, and then you would have to explain it. That stands for First Free Will Baptist Church, Albany, Georgia. Instead, use your church name and maybe use your city as a part of it. So for instance, firstchurchalbany.com. And then I would encourage you to consider .com first, .church second, then .info, and then .org. Those are the priorities as far as availability. So for instance, gracechurch.com, you cannot get that domain name. You're not going to be able to. Somebody else owns that domain name because there are thousands of Grace Churches. But you might be able to get gracechurchalbany.com. You get the idea. Okay, so you need to decide on a domain name. Keep it as short as possible, but use real words and use words that describe your church. The second thing you need to do is decide on a website builder, a CMS. Now, if you are looking for the most cost-effective option, one of the best options out there is the Church Co. The Church Co. It's $29 a month. That's your hosting and your website builder, all in one package, and that will kind of get you started, get you off the ground. Some other options, if you have a little more money to spend, would be, I would encourage you to look at Nucleus. Nucleus is an incredible website builder. There are some limitations to it as far as the design, but you can't mess it up. It's a great option, Nucleus. Also check out Ministry Designs. It's a really great platform. It's pretty much drag and drop. You just drag the elements in you want to and you can build your website pretty quickly. Nucleus and Ministry Designs are a little more expensive, but it's kind of all in one. Remember, it's an all-in-one platform. And then if you are willing to learn, I would encourage you to look at WordPress. That's the CMS I use to build almost all the websites that I do. WordPress is fully customizable, and there are so many features that you can use to benefit your church. As I mentioned, it does have a little bit of a learning curve, but if you're willing to learn, WordPress is a great option for churches. You can also just hire someone. If you don't feel like you have the skill, or somebody in your church doesn't have the skill set to build a site, or you don't have the time, you can pay someone to build a site for you, and they also often will help you maintain it. Hey, I know this was a little longer video, but I wanted to explain the building blocks of a website, so I hope this was helpful for you. So your next steps are to get a domain name and decide on a CMS, or at least research your CMS, and then be ready to watch the next video where we're going to talk about content and everything that you need on your church website, all the pages and all the content that you need. Okay, I hope you like this video and subscribe to this channel, and we'll see you next time.